Alberto, le tenemos a su tipo.
Eso sí, es con cariño de la producción de los Estados Unidos. En la nota soporte dice, con cariño dedicado al doctor Cases. Está con nosotros el doctor Fei-Hsiung Cheng. Él es el investigador principal, el hombre que descubrió en la clínica de Cleveland la relación entre Viagra y Alzheimer. El consumo de Viagra reduce, evita en un 69% el Alzheimer, la tremenda demencia que borra nuestra memoria. Es un honor tener al hombre que descubrió esta relación. Y Ana, para un sobrino la primera pregunta. ¿Esto tiene que estar soportado por un médico, el consumo de Viagra para evitar el Alzheimer, o uno voluntariamente puede arrancar a prevenirlo con el consumo sin médico?
Dr. Cheng, thank you very much for your time at W Radio this morning. Merry Christmas to you. And we want to go ahead and begin this interview by asking you, we are very intrigued about the results from the study you led about the effects of Viagra in the prevention of Alzheimer. And the question would be, can somebody, for example, start taking Viagra and use it as a prevention, or does this need to be led by a doctor?
Yeah, this is a really good question. But I would want to just see right now is our study is just the basic science research. It's not a clinical study. I would not recommend the patient take Viagra or Sildenafil to treat or prevent Alzheimer's disease right now. I think in the next step, we will do the phase two clinical trial to further verify the clinical efficacy before patient can take this Viagra for prevention or treat Alzheimer's disease.
Bueno, Ana dice que es una buena pregunta. Ahora mismo el estudio simplemente es una investigación académica, así que no recomendaría a una persona tomar Viagra para prevenir el Alzheimer. Es un examen clínico que van a adelantar posteriormente para saber si realmente los pacientes pueden tomar este Viagra para tratar el Alzheimer.
Ana, como usted sabe, hay otras pastillas que se están recomendando para la disfunción eréctil distintas al Viagra. ¿Este estudio aplica solo a la molécula de Viagra o, por ejemplo, también serviría para otras moléculas como la de Cialis?
Dr. Shen, different treatments are used for erectile dysfunction, not only Viagra and its molecule, other molecules, and if I'm not mistaken, it's Cialis. Did this study... You guys only tested the effect of the molecule in Viagra, or did you guys test the effect of other medicines also used for the treatment of erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, this is a really good question. But in this paper or in this research, we are particularly focused on, you know, Viagra or Sildenafil. But in our other study, we also found other medication may probably also can, you know, potentially treat the, you know, Alzheimer's disease, you know, as well. But I would just see, you know, in our this particular study, we see just Viagra or Sildenafil is a good candidate or, you know, potential treatment, you know, for Alzheimer's disease in the future.
Bueno, nos dice que es una buena pregunta, pero esta investigación se enfocó simplemente en el Viagra o el Sildenafil. Probablemente otros medicamentos también puedan funcionar, pero en el momento solamente tienen esta evidencia inicial de que el Viagra o el Sildenafil puede ser útil para tratar o prevenir el Alzheimer.
Doctor Cheng, ¿cómo influye el sexo, la raza y la edad en los resultados de su investigación?
How does sex, race, and age affect the results of your study?
Yeah, this is really, really good and a very important question. But in our study, we see both young age, like, you know, 65 to 75, or very old age, like older than 65 years old, have equal, you know, efficacy after they take the, you know, the Sildenafil or Viagra. However, when we look at the sex, you know, male and a female, you know, we see, you know, men, when they take the Viagra, they have more good, you know, benefit compared to the women when they take the, you know, sildenafil. But, you know, in our study, you know, we know the Viagra approved for two indications. For male, it's more like for erectile dysfunction. And for women, it's more pulmonary hypertension. And a woman, the dose is much, much lower than the men when they take, you know, Viagra for erectile dysfunction. Yeah, we see some, you know, sex specific, you know, efficacy, but this really depends on the dose when the male and a female, you know, men and a woman take the Viagra.
Bueno, es importante decir que este estudio se hizo en personas jóvenes de 25 años o también pues ya mayores de 25. Tuvo un buen efecto después del consumo del Viagra, digamos, en toda la población de estas edades, pero cuando se miró el sexo sí se dieron cuenta que los hombres tenían más beneficios que las mujeres. Los hombres toman este Viagra para tratar una disfunción eréctil, mientras las mujeres con otros propósitos, y sí se dieron cuenta que en el hombre es mucho más eficaz este medicamento.
Quisiera preguntarle al doctor sobre la realidad clínica, digámoslo así, del paciente que recibe el Viagra. ¿Cuál es el efecto que se da en el cerebro? ¿Qué es lo que pasa a nivel de las neuronas que se podría entonces generar este beneficio? Que nos hable de la parte, digamos, mecánica del componente del sildenafil en el cerebro.
Dr. Cheng, in very simple words, can you explain to us what is it that sildenafil, Viagra, does in the human brain that it's helping avoid Alzheimer's?
Yeah, of course. I think in our study, we use what we call AD patient-derived stem cell, you know, neural model. In this particular, you know, neural model, we see, you know, sildenafil or Viagra can block or reduce tau hypophosphorylation. We know that tau is the key protein in the biology or in the mechanism of Alzheimer's disease. We see sildenafil can block tau activation in, you know, AD patient-derived neural model.
Bueno, nos dice que se dieron cuenta que la proteína que desarrolla esta enfermedad del Alzheimer se puede bloquear con este medicamento, con el sildenafil o el Viagra. Y eso es lo que ocurre, o que ocurrió por lo menos en el estudio en el que trataron a estos 80 pacientes.
Y yo quiero preguntarle, ¿estos pacientes estaban tomando qué cantidad, con qué frecuencia estaban consumiendo este medicamento? ¿Era una cosa diaria? O como era. Dr. Cheng, can you explain to us, in your study, the persons that you study, how much of this medicine were they taking? Were they taking it on a daily basis? Was it something sporadically? How frequent was the use of sildenafil to see the positive effect in preventing Alzheimer?
Yes, this is a really good question. So in our study, you know, when we look at this large-scale patient data, we see in the male individuals, they take the daily, you know, Viagra is about 70 milligrams per day. But for women, when they take the, you know, sildenafil, the daily dose is about 20 milligrams per day. So this is also why we see male have high dose, you know, 70 you know, milligram per day, they have more efficacy. In women, they take only low dose, 20 milligram per day.
Bueno, nos dice que es una muy buena pregunta. En el estudio a larga escala que hicieron, pues los hombres tomaron 70 miligramos de este medicamento, mientras que las mujeres 20 miligramos del medicamento. Por eso vieron mejores resultados también en los hombres, porque tomaron mayor cantidad de este medicamento.
Usted ha dicho que su estudio y su investigación está en apenas una fase 1 y que ahora viene esta fase 2. ¿En qué consiste entonces esta fase 2?
You've said that your study is only in phase one. Can you explain to us how would phase two work of the study?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, right now we are actively, you know, planning a phase two trial, you know, to test the sildenafil efficacy in the real AD patient. our right now the targeted population is more like an earlier AD patient, and AD patient have some AD syndrome like a cognitive impairment or cognitive decline like that. We also require this individual may also have a tau or amyloid pathology as well, just use some blood biomarker assay. So this is how we want to test in the phase 2 trial. So phase 2 trial should be much larger. We will try to test the significant efficacy in hundreds of AD patients or health control as well. Placebo control.
Bueno, nos dice que ahora viene esta fase clínica que hace parte de la parte 2 y 3 del estudio, en donde quieren tratar esta eficacia que tenga el sildenafil en los pacientes con algún impedimento cognitivo. Entonces, el propósito es posteriormente hacer este ensayo clínico, porque como nos decía anteriormente, están primero en una fase investigativa.
En el caso colombiano, y eso toca explicárselo al doctor Ana, pues venden el sildenafil en las farmacias simplemente llegando y preguntándolo. Es decir, no hay necesidad de una fórmula médica, no hay necesidad de que esto sea formulado. ¿Qué puede pasar? ¿Debemos hacer algún tipo de advertencia para que hoy no salgan corriendo las personas que tienen pacientes o familiares con algún tipo de trastorno en su memoria a correr a comprar sildenafil? ¿Hay que ser cautos? ¿Hay que evitar una estampida de personas que lleguen a comprar el medicamento hoy, luego de escuchar esta entrevista?
Dr. Sheng, in Colombia, where most of our listeners are, buying sildenafil, the Viagra medicine, is very accessible. You don't need a prescription. You can just go to the pharmacy and you buy this med. Do you believe that we need to make a warning so that our listeners know that it's not appropriate to just go and buy this right now if you have a relative that has Alzheimer's or you believe that it's developing Alzheimer's? Is it good that we make this warning so that we don't have a bunch of people now just going to a pharmacy and trying to get Viagra to prevent Alzheimer's?
Exactly. I think we have to warn the patients and remind the patients right now, don't just take the Viagra to prevent or treat Alzheimer's disease, because if you really take a high dose Viagra daily, you also have side effects as well, maybe some, vascular or cardiovascular issue as well. This is really needed to warning or, remind that, patient. I think, the efficacy of Viagra, treated Alzheimer's disease, must be verified in, next step, randomized clinical trial, before patient can recommend to take the Viagra, for Alzheimer's disease in the future. Exactly. I think we have to, warning, or remind the, patients.
Doctor, thank you for your time. Again, Merry Christmas and congratulations on your very interesting study.
Yes, thank you so much and a happy holiday as well.